In Thailand, registration for candidates participating in next month's election has closed. It's hoped that election will help revitalize the country's democratic rule, which was undermined by a military coup 14 months ago. But Thai voters remain deeply cynical about their political process, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Pollster Nopadon Kanika accepts that many Thais are willing to sell their votes. But even he was a little surprised with the results of a poll last month of more than 3,000 voters nationwide.
Yeah, it's over 60% of total respondents in the survey. They say that they would accept cash from the candidates in the coming general election in Thailand.
64.6%, to be precise, said they'd take money for their vote. And a whopping 83% said they'd look the other way if they saw vote buying going on in their communities.
It's rational.
Political scientist Thitinam Ponsudarak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University says it's an especially rational response for Thailand's rural majority, long neglected, he says, by the central government in Bangkok.
Any cash you get for your vote is a windfall because the state and the government have failed in the past to deliver development to your areas. They have not paid attention to your needs and your grievances. It's an insurance policy because they get a benefit immediately, and subsequently, if the government performs, the state performs, then that's an added bonus. But in the past, that hasn't happened, but at least they have that cash in hand.
The military-backed interim government says it wants to stamp out this culture of corruption. It's trying to audit and limit the amount of cash spent in this election. The government has also started a public awareness campaign aimed at persuading Thais vote buying and selling is wrong. But government spokesman Chaya Yimvalai is under no illusions about how much can be accomplished in a little more than a month.
We do not expect the best, you know, result within so limited of time. But at least it should be able to go step two, step or three steps further for a better democracy, a real democracy, not a pseudo-democracy.
Pseudo-democracy is one way critics describe the government of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, whose authoritarian tendencies and alleged corruption led the military to stage their coup in September of last year. Some Thaksin supporters say the interim government is trying to do all it can to prevent Thaksin's reconstituted party from doing well in next month's election, charges the government denies. Allegations of corruption aside, Chulalongkorn University's Thitinam Ponsudarak says the former prime minister wasn't all bad. He says Thaksin's party was one of the first to have a coherent policy platform and was one of the first to actually deliver on its campaign pledges. None of this, Thitinam says, has been lost on the opposition this time around.
Now, I think all political parties, in addition to dishing out cash, they pay more attention to policy ideas. The Democrat Party has been forced to come up with some policy platform now, and the other parties, I think, will follow suit. This is the lasting legacy of Thaksin's era, notwithstanding all the corruption allegations, that cash matters, but policies also matter.
The Thai general election is scheduled for December 23rd. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.